Good evening. The news read by Colette Janney. Our main points. The Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Elanga Obam, has announced the digitization of 44 civil status centers across Cameroon in what is seen as a pilot phase of a project aimed at modernizing the country's civil status system. The director of a hospital in Gaza says 70 people have been killed following an Israeli airstrike on a school sheltering displaced Palestinians in Gaza. Those were the top stories. Now the news in full. The Minister of Decentralization and Local Development has announced an ongoing project to modernize Cameroon's civil status system. The project, which includes the digitization of some 44 civil status centers in its pilot phase, seeks to encourage and facilitate access to civil status documents in Cameroon. George Elanga Obam was speaking today in Douala as he chaired activities marking the 7th African Civil Status Registration and Vital Statistics Day and the 13th edition of the Decentralization and Local Development Day. The event comes at the end when some comes at a time when some 7 million children are lacking birth certificates in Cameroon. And the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development is confident that the next 10 years, Cameroonian children will no longer have problems to access birth certificates. George Elanga Obam says measures have been taken to modernize the civil status registration system and to encourage citizens to obtain the various documents. He spoke to our reporter, Pontianus Lawong.
It is really a challenge to make sure that in the 10 years coming, all of our kids will be included in the civil status, and that is going to be digitalized. We are working to the finalization of the legal framework, and once it's going to be done, we are going to move forward. We are benefiting of the assistance of our international partners, and I think as I see the things going, our population is more and more sensitized in the importance of the civil status, and I would like to have you, the people of the media, making a big promotion and incentive for our population to be careful that those who are appearing in the society are really connected by the law.
Minister George Elanga Obam there speaking to CIO TV. Key actors involved in the decentralization process in the Northwest have expressed their commitment to improve the education sector in the region where mainstream learning has been stifled by the current armed conflict. During the celebration of the 13th edition of the African Decentralization Day and the 7th edition of the Civil Status Registration and Vital Statistics Day, chaired by the Secretary General at the Northwest Governor's Office, Saiduna Ali, it was emphasized that educational reforms are critical to equip the society with problem-solving skills. Ola Titaki reports from CLTV Northwest in Bamenda.
The Commissioner in Charge of Education at the Northwest Regional Assembly, Professor Anjo Free Mani, explains that the institution has provided scholarships to underprivileged students and is focused on constructing essential educational infrastructures.
For the past 2 years, giving scholarships to meritorious students during their end of year examinations, registered vulnerable and poor students for public exams.
The Regional Chief of the Civil Status Registration Office, Levi Fongemneba, expressed his willingness to collaborate with local authorities to ensure that all children receive their birth certificates, a significant step towards their access to education.
All the mayors took an engagement to make sure that the children that are without birth certificate should effectively have their civic documentation by the time we resume school in September.
Meanwhile, the Northwest Delegate of Decentralization and Local Development, Mba Mbole Pius, has rejoiced about the progress made by stakeholders in fostering local development.
Decentralization in the region, they meet the naked eye. Decentralization is a citizen's affair.
The celebration served as a platform for dialogue among local authorities and community leaders, all expressing their desire to enhance governance and positive educational output within their respective communities. Ola Titanki, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And in the North region, some administrative units have jointly commemorated the 13th edition of the African Day of Decentralization, the 7th African, and the 7th edition of the African Day of Civil Society status, registration and production of statistics with campaigns to raise awareness on the progress made by the government in the decentralization and registration of civil status events. Representing the North Region's chief executive during the event, the Inspector General Alim Gaga urged the target sectors to continuously educate the masses on the need to overcome challenges and get their civil status documents. Details with Julius Niba.
For almost a week, the North Region has been vibrating to the rhythm of awareness raising and popularization of the advancements made in the decentralization of local development and civil status registration. Muhammadu Aminu is the regional delegate of decentralization and local development for the North.
We started with major awareness, followed by a sensitization sports work. We later visited civil status offices that were created near some health facilities.
Representing the region's chief executive, the Inspector General Alim Garga reaffirmed the determination of public authorities to ensure that decentralization, local development, and civil status registration becomes a reality in the North Region. The message went through, and we want to believe that after this commemoration, the population understands better the need to have their civil status documents handy with regards to birth certificates, marriage certificates, as well as death certificates. The observation of the 13th edition of the African Day of Decentralization and Local Development and that of the 7th edition of the African Day of Registration of Civil Status Facts and the production of vital statistics ended with a visit to stands provided by some local development partners in the North Region. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garua.
The Director General of the National Civil Service Agency for Participation in Development says a total of 1,500 conscripts have been equipped with values, including volunteerism, in the 10 regions of Cameroon in the current fiscal year. The closing ceremony of the event, built for the 13th of August across the 10 regional headquarters, will witness the presence of the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futso, in Abulova. Ahead of the event, Dr. Tausi has been talking to the CLTV as he evaluates the ground covered in the annual training.
The aim is to strengthen the feeling of patriotism, economic patriotism, so that the young people who will be the citizen of tomorrow can cultivate the spirit of made in Cameroon and be capable of adopting attitudes and behaviors that lead them to love, respect, and value this entire production of cultural and economic goods. This year training is take place in the 10 region and involve a total of 1,500 young people. There's a real enthusiasm on the part of young people who want to take part in this training. We also note that the various parties involved, that is the parent and the institution that supervise the young people, are increasingly aware of what civic service training is all about, and that's why the mobilization operation are becoming easier and easier.
And that was the Director General of the National Civil Service Agency for Participation in Development, Dr. Tausi, speaking to CRTV. Out of Cameroon, and the Director of a hospital in Hamas in Gaza says an Israeli airstrike on a school building sheltering displaced Palestinians in Gaza City has killed more than 17 people. 70 people, Falnem, head of the Al-Hahi Hospital, where many of the casualties were taken, said those were the victims who had been identified so far, with the remains of the many others so badly disfigured that identification was difficult. An Israeli military spokesman said Al-Taban School served as an active Hamas and Islamic Jihad military facility. The strike has been criticized by the Western powers as well as regional countries, which have said it shows Israel has no desire to reach a ceasefire or end the Gaza war. In sports, the representative of the Southwest region of the National Interpools have been knocked out of the tournament this afternoon following their 0-3 defeat to Volcan of Noon in the second day four-match play to the CAF Executive Center in Bankomo. Kribi of Garoua and Girodin of Goundary separated on a 1-1 draw. The captain of Boya United, Elad Boris, and his deputy coach spoke to CRTV, and this is what they had to say at the end of the day.
Our opponent was more physical than us. Then we were not having the confidence to play. This is our first time playing the Interpol, so you know my football comes to maturity. Even if we are not having hope to come back in the game, we'll not go back to start with without any point. So we still have one match to play to keep that objective alive. I just pray our next match pull a victory.
You know, we have lesser players playing after 2 days of rest. It's a little bit heavy on them since it's their first time of playing the Interpol. So, but I believe with what they have learned throughout these matches, I believe next time when they come, they'll do greater exploit. The last game will give our all so that we will show that we have learned a lesson.
And that brings us to the end of this edition of the newscast. But before I leave, a recap of the main points. The Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Elanga Obam, has announced the digitization of 44 civil status centers across Cameroon in what is seen as a pilot phase of a project aimed at modernizing the country's civil status system. And the director of a hospital in Gaza says 70 people have been killed following an Israeli airstrike on a school shattering displaced Palestinians in Gaza. The news was presented by Kolejani. Thank you for listening. Good evening.